Well, I'm here with Christian Wade, and Christian, I was just catching up having been away for the weekend on the Premiership highlights. Enjoyed watching your hat-trick over the weekend, obviously in a losing cause, but a fair bit to take ahead of what's going to be a massive, massive game at the weekend. I bet you can't wait to get out there and take on Toulon.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, obviously last weekend was a bit disappointing, obviously, to obviously get so many points, but still come away with a loss. And it was a tough game, and obviously playing against Northampton, you're going to obviously bring your A game and stuff, and they're obviously a powerful team, so it was a bit disappointing to obviously I get the loss. But like you said, it's kind of a good kind of test of physicality, obviously, coming up against Toulon this weekend. It's going to be another massive test for us. Just a massive game all round, really, for us as Wasps. We haven't been in the European competition for since 2000, or haven't been in knockout stage since 2007. So it's been a long, long time, and obviously our first year back, we're just really excited to actually reach quarter final. All the boys are buzzing. I know all the support we've had, obviously moving up to Rico as well. It's been massive. I know we've got loads of fans flying over. I think we've chartered like two planes and stuff. So it's going to be a massive kind of occasion for us, and we're just ready to go.
And you look at a team like Toulon, obviously, they've got such incredible strength, haven't they? So many good players. And like in terms of what wingers they'd pick, you've got David Smith back in form, you've got Drew Mitchell out there, obviously Brian Habana when he's available, and a ton of others as well. It's going to be some great personal one-on-one battles over the pitch, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's, like they say, because we had Leinster in our group, I know Haskell was saying, obviously, playing in Europe, this kind of standard is like the closest thing you're going to get to that test match rugby. And yeah, I think playing against Toulon is probably going to be that another step up from that as well. So like you said, you've got internationals all over the pitch, in the wings, centres, and in the pack, so it's going to be a massive test all round for individual players and for us as a team as well. So it's going to be a good test of where we stand, especially for me. I'm going to be looking forward to kind of seeing where I stand as well as a player as well, obviously up against the best. And hopefully we have a good time and put out a good performance.
I suppose you look at kind of Wasps' journey to this stage, there's been so much, hasn't there, to be proud of, and so many big steps taken, Christian, and you've been a part of most of that since you've returned from injury. And you mentioned there the rich history of this club as well. They're double European champions in their own right, but this is a new squad, isn't it? A new identity, and you're stamping your authority now domestically and hopefully in a European sense.
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, we've obviously historically as a club, we've obviously got a lot of history with the European Cup and obviously winning a couple of times there and stuff. And like you said, now it's a totally new squad, totally new staff, and we've been through a whole load of stuff since then as well. So
makes you closer, I'd have thought, as well.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, there's a good core of the squad now. That's obviously been through a lot of the stuff in the past and stuff, and now we're obviously building and obviously on the right direction and stuff. So just getting to a quarterfinal means so much to us, and we're going to be out there to give it our all.
And atmosphere-wise as well, the Stade Félix Mayol, bare pit atmosphere, fans shoehorned in. The guy, of course, who does all the calls as he comes out, all the big Wasps contingent flying out as well. As an atmosphere, as you guys run out there, this is going to be something else.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, we're travelling over there as well. They obviously get sold-out crowds every week, playing in the south of France, against the best players in the world. Like for me, when I had a coach when I was doing 100 metres and stuff, and he always said, well, my coach was Julian Golden, he said, do your best, obviously, in the heats, win the heats, and once you make the final, anything can happen. So for me, this is one of those opportunities where it's like a 50-50 battle, regardless who was on whoever's on the pitch. Whoever does the best things on the day, anyone can win. So I think that's the mindset we're all going to go into it with, and just go out there and do our best and then see what the final score is at the end.
And just finally on this game, it's that test of nerve as well, isn't it? I mean, watching Toulon's last couple of games, which they've lost, they've gone out well against Bordeaux and against Toulouse, and then, you know, kind of stepped off for a minute, and then the other team has taken advantage. So I guess if you guys focus in the week as you are and what you bring to the table, who knows how you could turn things on their head?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's been one of our main focuses and sometimes our downfall as well, where we haven't been beaten, we've lost the games ourselves, because we've basically done something we haven't practiced, or spilt the ball and made silly errors, which means that we've given the opportunity for the other team to score easy tries and so forth. So I think going to this game again, it's going to be about us focusing on what we do, what our strengths are, and obviously defending well and just letting the score take care of itself.
We'll just finish, if we can, with a couple on you then, Christian, because obviously you're out and had a very frustrating time through injury. Yeah. Great to see you back and playing consistently. And you're just saying to me off air, your first challenge was to get back into this Wasps team.
So like last year, I was obviously out I've been out for 9 to 10 months, and then obviously had the long pre-season with the squad, And yeah, we had obviously a lot of new signings come in. Obviously Van Dels, Lossie Tagenfackenbauer, Will Helu, myself. We had Tom Howe coming through as another young winger. And obviously you got so many new backs as well. Elliot Daly, James Downey, yeah. The list goes on and stuff, and Rob Miller and stuff. So for me, it was obviously about training well, trying to get back into the squad, getting some game time, then finding form, and obviously trying to obviously gel together as a team as well. So yeah, that's been my challenge this year really, and I'm just happy to kind of be back finding form and kind of scoring tries again, which is obviously my main job and stuff. And yeah, really excited, and the squad's excited, and I feel like we're in a good place as a team.
How do you feel your game has kind of evolved since you've come back in, given everything you've just said? Because we know all about your scintillating finishing, and we saw that at the weekend, but there's been maybe a perception about your all-round game as you kind of kick on?
Yeah, I think there was, like, over the years there's always been kind of a perception and stuff, and I've had to work on obviously having that all-round game and stuff. And I feel like before I got injured, I kind of got to that stage, and then got injured and was obviously being out for so long, came back and was probably took a few steps backwards where I was a bit rusty and in defence and gameplay and stuff, and just getting used to that gameplay again. But I think as the months has gone on, I've gradually got that back and just continue to work on everything, and I feel like everything's starting to shape up again now, which is a good thing for me.
And yeah. Just finally on that note, clearly it's all about performing for WASC, staying in the team, scoring tries, winning trophies. But if there was a call back to that England squad for the World Cup or for the summer in the preparations, you'd take it, I guess?
Yeah, 100%. I think for me, obviously, like you said, obviously focusing on what we're doing here, obviously a great club and obviously going forward in the right direction and stuff. And yeah, ultimately, obviously getting a call out to play for England is a massive honour, and I'm standing in with one cap at the moment, so to be able to build on that would be a massive thing for me for my career.
And the summer, obviously, to try and get into the World Cup would be the time frame, ideally.
100%, yeah.
Christian, yeah. Fantastic stuff, mate. Really good to catch up, and good luck this weekend against Toulon.
Cheers, thanks very much.